Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Talking money, money, money. That would be the intro from the OJs, I believe. 720 WGN, 8 minutes after 5 o'clock. John Landecker, thank you for joining us this afternoon. And we are talking money, money, money. Who knows? You might have some. Illinois State Treasurer Michael Frerich is with us on the phone. Can you hear me? Are you with us? Hello.
John, I can hear you just fine. Great to be on with you today. I appreciate the intro music.
My pleasure. You can thank Brian for that. So, as the Illinois Treasurer, one of the things that you need to do, well, tell them, what is it you do with all of this uncollected money?
Well, I am in charge of what program we call iCash, or unclaimed property. This is money that a financial institution or a corporation is holding on to that belongs to people in our state. We fight to get that money and to get it back in the rightful owner's hands.
And there is a feel-good story concerning the Geographic Society of Chicago. Can you tell us that?
Yeah, this is one of the best parts of my job when we return money to people in this state. But we're excited today to announce the return of $19,278 to the Geographic Society of Chicago. You know, it's very special because we're fulfilling the wishes of someone who is no longer with us.
Wow.
Hazel Gaunt passed away in 2005. She named the Geographic Society of Chicago as a beneficiary of the funds from an IRA, but they weren't aware of it. Like a lot of people, she put something in her will and didn't brag, didn't boast about it, just thought she would leave a nice amount of money for some good organizations in the city. Unfortunately, it didn't get to them. Sat in an account until we found it, and then just very recently, we're able to track down the Geographic Society.
Wow. That's 15 years, right?
It had been sitting there for a while, but since I've come in, I can't tell you the number of times I've had someone complain to me. They'll say, Treasurer, you have my money. And I said, great, we'd love to give it to you. And said, it's too much of a hassle. Well,
why
in the past, why is it a hassle? Well, because in the past, to make sure that people received the money actually was owed to them or belonged to them, we made people file paperwork to submit copies of old power bills or water bills to prove they lived at that address.
Yeah.
And a lot of people for smaller claims said, it's not worth the hassle. I don't want to go look through old files. I haven't lived at that address in 15 years. How can I prove this? Well, one of the things we've done is we use the power of the internet. And there is so much about you available online, John, that we do a LexisNexis search for a lot of these. And I'm sure we can do a search and find out every address you've lived at for the last 40 years.
That is absolutely the truth. As a matter of fact, it's been quite a while, but I was the recipient of this program that you're talking about years ago. I don't know how I was alerted. I got a email or something that said, you have money waiting for you unclaimed, go here. And I did. I was, well, surprised and happy. It wasn't that much money, but still, any free money is always a good thing, no matter what.
But it's your money.
But it's my money.
Doesn't matter whether it's small or large, it's yours. We'd like to return it.
So how does the recipient find out about this? Because I didn't investigate it on my own.
Well, so in our case, when the money is turned over to us, we are also given a list of the last known address for that individual. So we will mail a letter.
Okay.
But I can tell you, it can be difficult to get people's attention because, John, just imagine you're at home and you receive a letter in the mail that says the state of Illinois wants to give you $1,000. What is your first reaction?
Scam.
Yeah, we've convinced people that there are identity thieves out there, scammers out there, and no one believes the state of Illinois gives them money, so a lot of our letters go unanswered.
Right.
We will try and track down a phone number, an email address, and track people down. In the case of this today, we work with several state representatives and state senators who, you know, go out in their community, some aldermen, they might know their constituents better. And when they get a call from someone they know and trust, they're much more likely to claim their money. You know, unfortunately, Mike Ferrix is not a household name throughout the state of Illinois. When they get a letter from Mike Ferrix, they think, I didn't know we had a state treasurer. I don't know who our state treasurer is. Sometimes they won't claim their money, but we're diligent and we try to track people down.
I have a figure here that says Illinois holds more than $3.5 billion in unclaimed property. That's with a B. That's insane.
With a B. Yeah. So there is a lot of money out there for people to say it's not worth my time to check. I will tell them. We track the number of hits on our website, and we find about 1 in 4 people who check our website for unclaimed property find that we have something that belongs to them. And last year, the average amount was $1,000. So I won't guarantee your listeners we have $1,000 for each one of you, but if you check for yourself, if you check for your family members, maybe your company or a nonprofit you like, chances are pretty good that we might have something belonging to you or your loved ones.
Good news, I hope. Can you stay with us a bit?
Sure, happy to.
Great. If you have any comments or questions, 312-981-7200. Right now, let's check the traffic and weather. Here's Mary.
The best things in life are free, but you can keep them for the birds and bees. Now give me more.
That's right. I hope those birds and bees appreciate all the free stuff they've gotten. By the way, that song Money, originally done by Barrett Strong on Motown, and it was written by Berry Gordy, the founder. Yeah, just a little extra added info on the bumps. 720 WGN, John Landecker, 518. We're talking about unclaimed money. Let's see. Michael, are you still with us?
I still am. Another good intro song, John.
Oh, I've got tons of them. Let's see what kind of questions we got to get here on the... Let's go to Tom. Tom, you're on WGN. Good afternoon.
Hello, Treasurer.
So, hi, Tom.
So my grandparents, I've been trying for years, have like $800, two $400 accounts. And I filled out all the paperwork, sent in the birth certificates, the death certificates, and then I get back, they want me to list all the possible heirs, living or dead. Well, I have, there's 39 grandchildren, and they want the addresses and relationships.
Was there a will left? Did they ask will, or was there no will? Okay. Well, no. John, this is a problem that we have trouble fixing because it's a problem of probate court. You know, people don't like to supply all this information, but what they like even less is when we give their money to the wrong person. And we had a lot of people who were identity thieves trying to get this money. We have to have some guidelines in place to make sure it goes to the right person. And one of the things we frequently get are siblings who try and claim money for their deceased parents on behalf of their siblings. And I can't tell you the number of times we've asked if we need to hear from your siblings. They said, no, I'll give it to them. And we find out that there was no intention of doing that, no communication between siblings. So probate court, probate law spells out how money from an estate is given out, and we have to follow that. And so when someone has been deceased for a while and they leave a lot of heirs, it is problematic, but we've not found a way to get around that just yet. For right, smaller
they've
claims.
They've been dead like 40 years, they've been dead. So I've been trying for a long time. And I'm the oldest grandchild living right now. And I thought, you know, geez, we just use it for our annual family party, get the money and have sort of people pitching in. We just pay for the parties. But to list out 39 different addresses and names and...
that would be a good idea. We'll see what we can do here, Tom. If you can leave your name with the producer, I think the producer will give to our team and we'll reach out to you this week and see what we can do. One of the things we try to do is I've run into a lot of people who said, you know, it's too costly to find death certificates if I've got, you know, my parents left $100 behind. So we went to the General Assembly last year and asked them to change state statute to say for some of these smaller claims, it doesn't make sense to have to spend all this money to claim $25, $100. And so we've lowered that threshold. Unfortunately, that threshold is below $800. So we'll see what we can do to help you now. or perhaps you could be a witness to the General Assembly to raise that threshold in the future.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
By the way, I'm correct in saying that the law states that you must try to have this money returned to the right individual for as long as it takes, right?
Yeah, that's why we want to get this out. Yeah. We can't clear it off our books. If we hide this and make it difficult, the state doesn't own this. We will invest that money until we've tracked down the rightful owners. But if all the people owed that $3.5 billion called to claim it tomorrow, it would be theirs. But we just know as the longer it lasts, the more difficult it is to find the rightful heirs.
Let's go to Tom.
But Tom, make sure you leave your phone number and email with the producer, and then we'll follow up.
I'm sorry, let's get Debbie out in Arlington Heights. She's been waiting. Hello, Debbie.
Hi.
Hi,
John.
Hi.
Oh, it's so nice to hear your voice. I have to tell you that. I'm 56, and I listened to you for a very long time.
I have
a story. I talked to a man named Mike Fredericks back in 2012. I said, I have a check in my safe deposit box that is dated 5/9/2008 for $262.65. I forgot the check was actually in there. It's never been separated. Daniel Hines is the comptroller. And the man I talked to was Mike Fredericks, the state treasurer's office. And he said he would send me out a check. And I said, I really need this money. I said, my ceiling collapsed in my apartment and we're homeless. And I have this check. That's why I went to my safe deposit box to buy the money in there. And he says, well, we only give you 3 years to cash that check. Otherwise, there's nothing we can really do, but I'll send you out a letter. I said, well, isn't that money still mine? Aren't I still entitled to it? I said, I have a check, the top and the bottom. It's never been separated. I said, can't you just issue me out a new check? I've never heard a word from him. I never got a letter, nothing. Meanwhile, my daughter and I were homeless for almost 2 years. And actually, you know, shouldn't I get interest on this also?
That's an uncashed check, right? That's not unclaimed property.
It's an unclaimed check made out to me 5/9/2008.
Yeah. From the comptroller?
Is there anything I can do?
And I talked to a man named Mike Fredericks. And he said,
That's a coincidence, Debbie. My name is Mike Fredericks, and I only became the state treasurer in 2015. So this was in 2012. It's quite a coincidence. Someone with a similar name was talking to you. And with unclaimed state checks, those are warrants. They will get reissued from the comptroller. But I will tell you, even though this doesn't fall under my office.
Maybe I pronounced the name wrong. But, yeah, it should have still been good, I guess, when they said, well, 3 years.
I'll
tell you, Debbie, I wasn't the state treasurer in 2012. I was representing Champaign-Urbana in the state Senate, so I don't think that was me. But I will tell you regardless, I will we'll try and help you with this. It runs through the comptroller's office, but we have good working relationships with the comptroller's office. And I'll make the same offer to you that I did to Tom. If you'll leave your phone number with the producer, they will email to my staff, and we'll follow up this week and see what we can find out for you.
Thanks for calling. Let's get to Glenn. Hello, you're on WGN.
Hey, good afternoon. I looked on the website, and I have a small amount due, $38, and my daughter had a small amount due of $12. But with all the photocopying, finding IDs, and getting it notarized, it would be almost a negative payment. Is there something we can do for small amounts? And I don't understand why they can't find me. I've been living in the same address for 38 years paying taxes. I'm a homeowner, and I see myself on the website. So is there something we can do for smaller amounts?
There most certainly is, and there's something we've already done. So when was the last time you checked that website?
About a month ago, I saw it.
About a month ago. All right, well, we have a program called Fast Track for amounts less than $500, and we actually raised that during COVID to $2,000. You don't have to send us that information. You give us your Social Security, your address. We will do a LexisNexis search. And if we can confirm that you lived at that address at that time with that Social Security number, we will mail you a check. And we're doing it fairly quickly these days. So you might have read something that said you can mail this in, but if you submit that under Fast Track, you don't have to do that. I'm making this offer to everyone here, where it's a limited time, whatever. Leave your phone number, email address. We will check up to make sure, but I will guarantee you, you don't have to mail all that information into us. And that's because about 4 years ago, we went to the General Assembly and changed state law to make it easier, because your complaint is the same complaint I heard way too much, that it was too much hassle, too much paperwork, too much expense to claim a small amount. But we'd really like to get it back into your hands because it belongs to you.
Thanks for the call.
So I would see that on the website, Fast Track, and then just go into that.
Yeah, when we can call you and walk you through it as well. But for larger amounts, you do have to supply that information. We increased that threshold this year during COVID because we didn't want to be mailing a lot of documents in. So you should be able to file completely online today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time. Really appreciate it. And obviously, there's lots of interest. Maybe we'll do this again. What is the correct website for people to go to start this whole process to see if they have money?
Well, they can go to IllinoisTreasurer.gov. That's one word, IllinoisTreasurer.gov. And from there, you can click on iCash or unclaimed property links and put your name in there and encourage your listeners, if they don't find something for themselves, put in their family members.
Right.
Perhaps their church or their business, because we also have it for nonprofits and businesses and units of government. And John, I'll make the appeal to you as well. You said several years ago, we had some money for you. Twice a year, we bring in new money from banks and from corporations. And so if it's been longer than 6 months since you checked, check again, we might have brought something in new for you.
Well, you certainly whetted my appetite. Thanks for being with us.
John, thanks for having me. Have a great day, and be
you
safe.
You too. Wow. They've got literally billions of dollars of unclaimed cash, like over $35 billion. Amazing. Yeah, something to ponder, huh? Coming down to the bottom of the hour, we're going to go to Kim Gordon in the WGN newsroom in just a minute.